We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline this morning. Say good morning to our friend Dr. David Hilden, the Vice President of Medical Affairs at Hennepin Healthcare, and a man who's been on the front lines and been busy here every single day of the week. Doctor, appreciate your time this morning again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Pleased to be with you, Dave.
Always like to get an update as to what the numbers are in ICU and what you're seeing for COVID-19. If you could kind of update us on that this morning, Dr. Hilden.
Happy to do so. And you know, we sort of forget we're in the middle of a pandemic because a couple other things have been on the minds of people. But the hospital remains relatively busy here in Minneapolis and around the metro. It's almost something that I'm having a hard time like getting across to people because it seems like, well, it's a beautiful spring day and we're outside and how could it be busy? But indeed, we're exceptionally busy in the hospital right now with patients, including 60, 70, 80, something like that with COVID-19. I think the situation around the metro is similar. But interestingly, I talked to a colleague who works at Mayo Clinic in Rochester and one who works in Northfield, Minnesota, two doctors, and both of them said it's a different world down there. So those who are listening out of the Twin Cities think I'm crazy because, well, we hardly have any. And so it's definitely a difference in greater Minnesota versus metro area. But I assure you, in greater Minnesota, it's a really big deal here in the metro area. And it is possible it could be throughout the state if we're not vigilant.
So social distancing and masks still work in your estimation, Doctor?
Yeah, they're the best we have. I've often said that if we could take the entire world and just freeze frame it for 2 weeks, COVID would go away because that would, obviously we can't do that. But that's how important staying away from others is. But since we can't do that, we do our best at social distancing. And so we're strongly recommending still that people wear masks when they're outside and keep your distance. Don't take this lightly, particularly as we start to gather at restaurants, at places of worship, and certainly if we're out at larger gatherings, for instance, during the recent demonstrations and the like. We're quite concerned about that.
Yeah, and you and I chatted about your hospital is right in the middle of all of that, too.
It really is. We look at each other some days and think, how did this happen? How did we get to be this hospital that's located not only at the epicenter of the pandemic here in Minnesota, but we're also quite in the middle of things regarding demonstrations, protests, and the murder of Mr. Floyd. And so, for instance, today there's a memorial service across the street from our hospital, and it gets down to practical issues. Of logistics, where do you park? How do we run a clinic in the middle of a big thing where there will be traffic and people and crowds? And so we're going to do our best to put on T-shirts with our hospital logo on and hand out water from the front door without coming in contact with people. But it is a challenge being right in the middle of it, where all the activity is.
I know you stay in touch with, as you said, with other medical professionals and researchers around town. You have your own very active and talented lab staff over there, too, I might add. But the U of M did a trial on hydroxychloroquine, and the results say it does little to prevent COVID-19. Have you had a chance to analyze any of those results?
I did look at that. Dr. Bulwar, a physician over there who I don't know personally, but I'm aware of, he's a great researcher. And this is the first trial, in the world, or certainly in this country, that looked in a scientific way at hydroxychloroquine, otherwise known as Plaquenil. an old drug that people with lupus and rheumatoid arthritis take, and the one that Mr. Trump had been advocating for. And it was shown to do nothing, basically. It is a trial where somebody got a placebo and others got the real drug. Nobody knew which, including the doctors giving the drugs, didn't know who got what. And it didn't show any difference. And so it didn't help people prevent getting COVID. So if you're just worried about getting it, so you take this drug and try to reduce your risk, that proved to not be the case. Now, we always like to say in any medical thing that you don't make decisions on one study. It needs to be replicated and it needs to be proven without a doubt. But this is a strong study that showed such little effect that I think that the enthusiasm for that drug, hydroxychloroquine, will drop off dramatically. We lost enthusiasm for it 2 months ago, so we're not using it for anybody. And this is now solid evidence that that's probably the right call. I wouldn't recommend anybody take hydroxychloroquine unless your doctor is prescribing it for lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. Further, that study showed that even taking zinc and vitamin C is probably, well, it's not harmful, but it probably didn't do anything either. It didn't look carefully at that, but it was a sort of a secondary conclusion. If people choose to take vitamin C and zinc, I would say have at it, go for it. It's not likely to hurt you. The American diet is generally sufficient in those two nutrients. But if you choose to take those, it's probably not going to hurt you. But this study didn't show that it's at least certain to help you either. So it's a little disappointing for those who are looking for something, but it's not entirely unexpected that those drugs are not effective.
What's your experience now? We've talked about this before, but at this point with remdesivir.
That one still has a little bit of hope, if you will. We are using that. I wrote prescriptions for it the other day, which is so kind of, I don't want to say funny, but you know, doctors generally write prescriptions for things we know a great deal about, or at least we were educated about. This one doesn't have another use. So I had to learn, what's the dose? What do you do? How often do you give it? And so we get these from governmental agencies. It does not appear to have a harm, at least a big harm that we can tell. And so people that are quite ill, these are for sick people in the hospital, we're giving them remdesivir. The data are still lacking on how good that's going to be or if it's good at all. But it's at least showing some hope. It's the only drug that I'm aware of that is at least showing some hope that it's helpful. It's helpful in reducing how long people are in the hospital, and that has to be a good thing. So the jury's out, but I'm hopeful.
What are you going to talk about Sunday morning here on WCCO?
We are going to talk about healthcare and racial disparities. I am going to give CCO listeners a chance to listen mostly to people of color about what it's like to be a person of color in the healthcare system. It's sort of a side topic to what's going on in the world today. And so I want to hear from people what it's like and what their experience of the healthcare system is. I think it's going to be a fascinating show. It's going to be uplifting, but I think it's going to be really informative.
Yeah, really look forward to it, as we do every Sunday. Dr. Hilden, and always appreciate your time here twice a week on the morning news as well. Have a safe day, a good day, and thank you for your time.
And you as well, Dave. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
He is Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare, a doctor and the Vice President of Medical Affairs, and he is on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline this morning with us here on WCCO. We check your traffic and your weather. That's straight ahead, and then Steve standing by with news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.